What are some TV shows right now that are specifically on streaming services? Not the broadcast TV shows, because we know we can rely on them, but the streaming TV shows that are consistently, annually putting out new seasons. Because a lot of the conversation around how streaming TV shows now are notorious for making us wait 2-3 years for new seasons. There are still some TV shows out there that are consistently putting out new TV shows every single year as if they were on broadcast television. Here's some of the TV shows that I can recall or remember, but let me know if I'm missing any. Only Murders in the Building, which is actually coming out, the fifth season coming out September 9th, consistently. And this is one of Hulu's flagship shows as well. Another flagship show of Hulu and FX is The Bear. Every single year, we're beginning a new season. And I emphasize flagship premium shows on Hulu's platform because over there on Netflix, some of their flagship high-profile TV shows taking 2-3 years to get 8 episodes. And even then, they're breaking it up to part 1 and part 2. Just putting that out there. I'm sure people are going to counter-argue saying that, well, Love is Blind, all these reality shows on Netflix come out every single year. But that's the thing. These are reality TV shows, and to my limited knowledge, a lot of these non-scripted reality TV shows are quote-unquote easier to make and produce and edit in a way that they can roll them out every single year or even twice a year if they really wanted to. That's why I also think Love Island will always be incredibly popular as well, because they're relatively easy to put out. And the fact that they have like, what, 5 episodes every single week, I can see how reality TV shows are a lot more trustworthy to the audience when it comes to, at least it's a guarantee that we're getting new seasons and content pretty much every single year. At this point, why I just need to watch reality TV just to have that trust again. But going back to Netflix and their reputation for those 2-3 year gaps between their flagship shows, nobody wants this. We're getting Nobody Wants This this year. The first season came out last year. So it's proof that with enough incentive and numbers and data on their end, they can put out content every single year, especially scripted content. Finally, another one I want to highlight is Slow Horses on Apple TV Plus. There's even a point where season 1 and season 2 came out the same year in 2022. This is one of the best, if not the best, spy thriller to have been on television in years. I feel like not a lot of people, specifically in America, watches Slow Horses or talks about it a lot. But I cannot recommend the show enough, especially if you love spy thrillers. And there's even a lot of dark comedy intertwined in this show that I love. There's a reason why they keep getting nominated for Emmys every single year. There are only 6 episodes each season, and again, they're rolling these out every single year. And I was fortunate enough to actually attend an event where I got to see the season 5 premiere before a lot of people, like 6 weeks before season 5 rolls out, and we are so back. And I understand that this discourse and conversation is a lot more nuanced, especially if you're in the industry and know why these shows take longer to make per season. That I would really like to know why, actually. Let me know any other shows that would fall in this category.